Çavuşoğlu is Turkey's ambassador to the United States. Mr. Ambassador, Prime Minister Erdogan today vowed to avenge these bombings. Do Turkish authorities know who's behind them, and do they know why their country has become such a prime target?
We are, of course, talking about two separate acts of terror. The first one that took place last week. The perpetrators of that terrorist attack have been diagnosed, at least. We know who they are. As for the attacks today, it's still too early to say who did this, what their connections are.
Either way, it seems to be a terrible situation. If these were rather closely linked, then there clearly is a terror campaign in Istanbul right now. If they were not closely linked, then there are many disparate groups that pose terrible threats to people in Istanbul right now.
No, I think all indications are that there is a very strong resemblance between the two sets of incidents. Turkish officials have already referred to the strong possibility of international links in these terrorist attacks in Turkey.
Your Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is leader of the Justice and Development Party. The party has its roots in Islamist politics. It's a movement that Turkey's secular government and military authorities used to ban and suppress. Is it clear to you right now that the movement in power can maintain in some way its political ties to Islam and at the same time prosecute a war against Islamist terror groups?
I believe that should be really no problem for the government in Turkey, because this government, like all previous governments in Turkey, have always insisted and stated that terrorism has no religion, no ethnic, national identity, and no ideology. This government is just as determined to fight terrorism, whatever its perpetrators claim as their reasons for committing these acts.
Is it conceivable that Turkey might in some way limit, to some degree, civil rights or civil liberties, human rights, in order to root out terrorism?
We have been fighting terrorism for more than 17 years now. With the experience in the fight against terrorism over the years, the ability of the Turkish government to conduct this war against terrorism within the limits of democracy has improved. And therefore, I do not expect really any real contraction in the civil rights of our citizens so that the government can fight against terrorism.
Just to return to Turkish authorities' sense of the possibility and the indications here of international connections to the bombings in Istanbul, do you assume this is an al-Qaeda-related attack or series of attacks in Istanbul?
The reference has been made to a possible al-Qaeda connection. I think it is reasonable to assume that whatever the particular organization or specific individuals that may be triggers of such acts, that they are probably part of a larger picture. Therefore, I think the connection that you are referring to, the al-Qaeda connection, it would be reasonable to assume that it is out there. I would say to you and through you to all the people listening that this is really another wake-up call for the international community to get their act together. I think September 11 was a strong wake-up call, but 2 years have elapsed since then, and I'm not going to say, you know, people have relaxed in the fight against terrorism. Certainly not this country, not the United States. But this shows that nobody is immune to terrorism. All countries, especially in the West, in NATO, the European Union, we must get together to really wage a sustained war against terrorism.
Ambassador Loğlu, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Çavuşoğlu is Turkey's ambassador to the United States.